Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is going on, Mark Owens? Thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. And everybody in Dog Nation's just in a damn good mood. Your 2017 SEC champions, Georgia Bulldogs. First title since 2005 for the Dogs. Second year for Kirby, already bringing home a championship. I love it. So let's get to it. We're not going to break down the X's and O's and the box scores and all that because you've heard it over and over again, and you can get that anywhere else. But I do want to tell you about it if you weren't able to make it down there. So we did our show Saturday morning, 9 to 11 at McCray's in Midtown. If you're ever down in the area, it's over by the Four Seasons. It's right around Midtown, right around Colony Square. Go check it out. The place is phenomenal. It is a beautiful spot to go have a beer and a burger and watch a game or whatnot. So kudos to McCray's for a successful restaurant opening in Midtown Atlanta. So me and John and Rick were there on Saturday morning, had a great show, capped off at 11 o'clock, had my first beer of the day. You know, they say, true story, scientific proof that the best time, the optimal time to have a cold beer is 11:07 a.m. Why 11:07? Because your mouth is already digested, your breakfast, and your palate is preparing for lunch. So they say your taste buds are at optimal performance for your next round of food. So 11:07 a.m., the best time to have a cold beer. All right, so went down to, you're not going to get that anywhere else. After the show, had a cold beer with the boys, celebrated. Headed down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, parked over there across from Stats in the big parking deck. Only $30 to park, I was prepared to pay $40, and I brought some just-in-case cash. Little cash, just in case you run into somebody and they say, hey, listen, my buddy can't make it. You know, I got these tickets. Yeah, I'll sell them to you for, you know, $150 a piece. It was a long shot, but, you know, 2 weeks ago, I wasn't prepared to go to the Georgia Tech game, and somebody called me at the last second and said, let's go. So you never know what could happen, especially Dog fans taking care of each other. Great tailgate. A lot of people just kind of walking around. I kind of walked around that Marietta Street area around College Football Hall of Fame. I did run into a buddy who works for the Braves in the summer and then works for College Football Hall of Fame part-time. His name's Dion, and Dion, what's up, man? How you doing? Hey, Mark. And I said, well, how are things going right now? It's about noon by now. And I said, well, how's it going today? Is it crowded at the Hall of Fame? He said, no, not really. It's really actually kind of quiet today. Really, it's the day of the SEC championship. He said, yeah, we even brought an extra staff thinking it'll be more busy today. Well, I realize what the problem is. You've got two schools that can easily travel from home to get to the game and then go home. Auburn, what did we talk about? Just, you know, about an hour 45 away, hour and a half away. A majority of Georgia fans live in the metro area and easily drivable to get here. So it's not like you have Mizzou who's got to drive, you know, come across a couple of states. It's not Florida who's coming up to get to the game. South Carolina, even a bit of a drive. Both these fan bases can get to the game and then turn around and go back home. So you didn't have all the hotels filled up. But then went down to the 99 The Game tailgate, hung out there. I even got on air with V103, the People Station, our sister station. Finally brought a little street cred to that station. They needed it. And it was just a fun scene. Never did find any tickets. And you know tickets were hard to find because scalpers didn't even have any tickets in their hand. Everybody's walking around with two, holding up four. Not tickets, the number two, the number four. I'm looking for one. Saw hundreds of those. But even scalpers who always somehow managed to find tickets, they had none. And as I was leaving, I hung out until about 2:30. And as I was walking back to the car, ran into a buddy. You going in? He said, yeah. He goes, I got standing room only tickets. Nice. How much was that? Thinking $75, $100. $250 a piece for standing room only tickets. Let me tell you, it was worth it. So about the game, I'm not really going to say that the refs were against us because I'm not that guy that says, oh, the refs are in Auburn's back pocket. But I will say that they did have a pretty bad game. A few calls early towards Georgia were very questionable. In the end, they threw a lot of flags. At one point, I just assumed that Under Armour sponsored the referees' shirts and hats. I just assumed that they had to get that Under Armour logo enough airtime throughout the game. Georgia had 7 penalties for 91 yards. How do you have 91 yards? Auburn had 5 penalties for 39 yards. Once the game was over, highest-rated college football game this season. No shock on that one. 20% better than last season when Florida was dominated by Alabama. And I tell you, you know what else looked great? The fans. Mercedes-Benz Stadium was packed from beginning to end, and nobody moved. And then you watch on Sunday the Falcons game, and Mercedes-Benz was scarce. So speaking of numbers, highest rated college football game this season. How about this? Kirby is getting paid. He made an additional bonus of $500,000 for making it to and winning the SEC championship. Now, making the playoff pushes his total bonus up to $900,000. If we win the Rose Bowl, he's going to get an additional $600,000. If we win a national championship, his bonus, he gets an additional $1 million. Tell me there's not money in college football. All right, so let's talk about after the game. We can't ignore it. Nate Trespatrick and reserve wide receiver Jason Stanley both arrested late Saturday night. Patrick booked on misdemeanor marijuana charge, while Stanley arrested for DUI, misdemeanor of possession of marijuana, and speeding. The arrest was Patrick's third drug-related arrest, and Georgia's student-athlete handbook calls for a four-game suspension for football players who incur a second one. The third one says it is time to go. According to the handbook, you get arrested three times for drug-related charges. You are removed from the team. Now, look, this is a debate we can have later. Should marijuana be legal? Should weed be acceptable in college programs? That's a debate for another time. But right now, it's illegal. And right now, it's against the rules. Nate Trespatrick, thank you for your help. You'll go down in the history books as a dog, but it's time to go. Because we talk about culture change in Athens. And we talk about Kirby is changing the way the players act, react, and the way they play. And Kirby has an opportunity here to set a precedent and to set a standard. Because you don't want kids coming in here thinking, well, I could smoke some weed. First time slapping the wrist. Second time, I'll miss a couple of games. Third time, I'll still get to stay on the team. Okay, then maybe the fourth time, I'll get in trouble. Whether you agree or disagree with it, he still broke a rule. And more importantly, Nate Trespatrick was being selfish. He knew the rules. He knew he had two strikes against him. He knew he already missed four games this season. He knew exactly what he was doing. So he knows right from wrong. He's a big boy. But now it's time to go. Because now you're just being selfish. Three tackles Saturday night, and then his third arrest Saturday night. Sorry, Nate Trespatrick. Appreciate everything you've done for Dog Nation, but it's time to go. And again, we talk about culture change. We saw it at the Georgia Tech game when Georgia beat Georgia Tech at Bobby Dodd a couple of years ago. They danced and stomped on the 50-yard line and chewed up the grass. What'd they do this year? They beat Georgia Tech at Bobby Dodd. They shook hands, said a prayer, and got ready for the next game. It's all about culture change. Georgia needs to move on from being that school. Every time a player got arrested under Mark Richt, what would they say? Mark Richt's lost control of the program. And now that you're in the spotlight, and now Georgia's at the forefront of national media, everybody's talking about Georgia, then Georgia's new team in the SEC. Now it's going to be a battle between Georgia and Alabama for the next 5-10 years. All right, you don't need little incidences like this. And so you kick him off the team, and you set a standard, and you make a statement. Third time, you're being selfish. But I think Kirby is going to sit down and say, listen, buddy, we could have used you in the playoff game. We definitely could have used you, but you decided to smoke and weed. And then they were reported going like 82 or 87 in a 65. You know, you were just too selfish, so it's time to go. How about some good news after the game? How about linebacker, the badass Roquan Smith, awarded the Buckus Award. That honors the best player in that position in all of college football. The first dog to win that award. Okay, speaking of after the game, Gus Malzahn was a topic of a lot of conversation as Auburn fans. Like, he was the greatest coach in all of college football for a week, if you ask an Auburn fan. And then he loses the SEC championship, and then Auburn fans are like, oh, you know what? We don't want him here. It's time to go. And these rumors started floating that Gus Malzahn may go to Texas A&M. Well, we know that's not going to happen. And even in the press conference after the SEC championship, Gus Malzahn said, I want to coach at Auburn. Reporter asked again, do you think you'll be here next year? He responded, I want to be the coach at Auburn. Why is this a conversation? Why are you having to have this conversation? You just won the West. You beat your rival, Alabama. You had an appearance in the SEC championship. You beat two number one teams in the country. And you lose the SEC championship and fans want you gone? Oh, that's on you, Auburn. That's on you and the fickle fan base. Because look at the coaching situation right now across not just SEC, but college football. And you sit there and you want to fire the coach that took you to the SEC championship? Oh, that's embarrassing. Apparently, he got a 7-year contract extension. Auburn, you should be happy. You should be proud to have Gus Malzahn as your head coach. That's the now, quick. You know, I've got to have success right now. We've got to win right now at all costs. If we don't win, you're gone. Who's next? Let's talk about the Rose Bowl. Georgia, Oklahoma, second Rose Bowl for both of them. Georgia won in 1943 over UCLA. Oklahoma won in 2003 over Wazoo. I really wish I could afford to get out there. I mean, if you want to go, it's going to be expensive. I was doing a little research. So if you do a round trip on Delta, I'm a Delta guy. Always have been. See, I don't fly that much. I fly maybe two, maybe three times a year. And most of the time, it's just to Vegas. So if I'm taking a cross-country flight, I'm going to do Delta because they have the seatback TVs. That's a little more comfortable. I'm just support hometown. I'm not going to do a low-budget airline. See, I don't dislike Southwest. I just don't like the general boarding. It makes me very anxious. I don't like the, you know, you're fighting and shoving. Like, I flew Southwest a couple of years ago to see what it was about. But I got so nervous about not getting an aisle seat that I paid for the priority boarding. And then I paid for the, you know, first on. And after I paid all these extra fees to make sure I got a seat, I could have just spent that money and got a assigned seat on Delta. So, and I'm not going to fly like Spirit. Sorry. I mean, if I'm, you know, puddle jumping to Jacksonville or something, no problem. But I'm not going to do an airline where it's open a can of Sprite and everybody take a sip and pass it around. We got to save money. But anyway, if you want a round trip flight on Delta, leaving on New Year's Eve, so leaving on the 31st, and then returning January 2nd, that's going to cost you $1,200 for a flight, for a plane ticket. Tickets for the game right now hovering right around $250, $300. Hotels in the area, Pasadena. Vagabond Inn, which is 4 miles away, over $1,000 for two nights. We're debating doing a GoFundMe page for myself, Rick and John, the Midday Show here at 9:10 on the game. Talking about doing a GoFundMe to try to get me out there. I got to host a party on Saturday night or on New Year's Eve. That'd be Sunday night at the Battery. They're doing a huge New Year's Eve party, and they've asked me to host it. And I've kind of committed to that. Now, what I could do, I could take, there's like a 6:55, a 6:45 a.m. flight on United that'll put you there at like 7:30, 8 o'clock. And then that gives you, and it's to LAX. That gives you a couple of hours. And everybody says, you know, you need a couple hours. It's only like 30 miles away from Pasadena to LA. They say you need those couple of hours to get to the Rose Bowl with all the commotion. And then go to the game. It's a 1:30 kick in Pasadena. So you go to the game, have a great time. And then they have like a 10 o'clock flight, kind of the red eye. I won't be back in Atlanta till like 5 a.m. It's doable. It's a long 24 hours, but it is doable. I'm kind of debating that. He said, I still have to work that Tuesday. I got to be here. But how funny would that be coming in Tuesday morning on 2 hours of sleep after the Rose Bowl? It'd be a bucket list. I guess I probably should check with my wife on all this. See if she would give me the okay. Even Kirk Herbstreit was on Twitter yesterday saying that Georgia fans, if you can get there, get there. It is a bucket list. Beautiful environment. The pageantry of that stadium. I know a bunch of Bulldogs going, and there's already rumors that Dogs are buying up all the tickets. Dogs have traveled well this season. There'll be a lot of red and black in those stands. Hey, speaking of bowl games, all the games are set. We'll spend some time next week talking more about the bowl games, and I love them. I love them. I love bowl season. Some people bitch and whine and complain, oh, there's too many bowls. You reward mediocrity. No, you don't. I love it. But locally, congrats to Georgia State. December 16th, Auto Nation Cure Bowl. They'll be playing Western Kentucky. 2:30, that'll be on CBS SN. Here's some sound real quick before we wrap this one up. Let's hear from Kirby Smart talking about the emotions of winning the SEC title.
What's special to me is seeing Nick Chubb, Sonny Michel, Roquan Smith, seeing Terry Godwin and Roquan Smith hugging on a stage in tears because they care about each other so much. That's why I do this. It's because of these guys. And it's great to bring it back to Georgia, and the Bulldog Nation is certainly starved. But these young men deserve a ton of credit.
That's a great way to put it. The Bulldog Nation is starved for championships. And he said, that's why I did it. You know, I don't know. I think that $1 million bonus will sway your reason for doing it as well. Speaking of, here's Nick Chubb talking about the decision to come back for a senior year.
It's just crazy, man. Just unbelievable experience. And I mean, this is why, you know, the guys we came back for. And I remember just talking like to the senior class, man, back at camp, man. We met in the room, this little private meeting, and we just kind of talked about what we want to do. And it all paid off. And this moment right here is what we work for.
And how about old Jake Fromm? You talk about one of the MVPs for the game. True freshman quarterback coming in and leading your team to an SEC championship and now a position in the playoff. We'll talk more about Jacob Eason next week and how he is my MVP. But here's Jake Fromm talking about his composure.
We had like two key words coming into this game, and it was composure and physicality. You know, me as a quarterback, I try to play physical whenever I can, and I don't get too many opportunities. But for me, it was composure, you know, stay calm, help the guys around me, you know, really focus in and dial in to, what we were doing.
You know, I know they talk about how brotherhood is the big mantra for the Falcons, but there's just something with this Bulldog team right now. They genuinely like each other. I hope it continues on. Two more games left this season. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marko6262, M-A-R-K-O-6262. Also, our college football account at CFB929, at CFB929. And I'm going to give you a bonus this week. I'm going out to Vegas this weekend. And you're damn right I'm going to put money on the Dogs to win both the Rose Bowl and win the national championship. But it won't be heavy college football related, but I am going to talk a lot about an idiot's guide to Vegas. Or like I'm going to figure out how to word this one right. The Low Roller's Guide to Vegas. Vegas on the Cheap for Dummies. Anyway, just some tips on if you've never been, some tips and tricks on how to do it cheaply and how to not blow to your bankroll before you even touch down in Vegas. So we'll do that later on this week. But again, thanks so much for listening. Damn, it feels good to be a Georgia Bulldog. What a great everyone keeps asking me, how are you good? You happy? How you feel? I'm like, I did absolutely nothing to do this. Like, there's nothing I did to help this team win except just support them. But I feel like a proud dad. So enjoy the moment, Bulldog Nation. We got a couple of weeks to soak it all in and then get ready for the Rose Bowl. Information on that, and maybe we'll do some watch parties. Who knows? Maybe I might go if my wife will let me. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Go Dogs. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.